Illumination. Illumination. My sins are passé. My sins are out of date. They're old. They're obsolete. They're archaic. They're dated. They're no longer real. I have a very dear friend. He's a student for a long time, and he always had a lot of people who believed in him, and a lot of people who always followed him and wanted to know what he had to say. And one time, one of his friends had done something that was a sin in the eyes of his friends. And so they called Heinz and they said, "Heinz, we want you to come and tell us what to do. Freddie has committed a sin and it is horrendous. It is just outrageous. It is something that disturbs all of us. What are we going to do?" And Heinz said, "I really don't think that's any of my business. I don't think that I should come. I don't think I should just concern myself with what Freddie does. Freddie lives his own life. But Heinz, we believe in you. We believe in what you teach and what you share and what you live. You are a living example of everything that good. Heinz, won't you come and help us understand?" So Heinz went over to where his friends were. And he went over to see his friends, but on the way, he stopped first and picked up a worn-out basket full of holes. And he filled the basket with sand, and he carried it along. He went from Christchurch in New Zealand to the beach. And by the time he arrived at the beach to be with his friends, all of the sand had gone out of the basket. And his friends came to meet him, and they said, "Heinz, welcome, welcome. I'm so glad you've come. We don't know how to respond to what Freddie has done." And when the people came to meet him, he said, "What is this?" And they looked at Heinz and his empty basket, and they said, "What is that empty basket, Heinz?" And I said, "Oh, I had filled it with sand, and I carried it here, and now there's none left." And then he said, "You know, my sins are running out behind me, yet I do not see them. And today, I have come to judge the sins of someone else." When they heard this, they said nothing to Heinz, but they pardoned Freddie in their eyes. And they realized that to judge another was like judging the sand coming out of the holes in the basket. When the sin is over, it is done, and no one remembers it. No one pays attention to it. They live in the now. Heinz was teaching his friends to live in the now as he did, to live in the now and enjoy all of life as he did. It's not a matter of something to be done, something to come in the future, but every moment of Heinz's life, as a true master that he was, he lived what he believed. He was a priest to his wisdom, to his knowledge, and he shared it with others, not as "I told you so" or "I know it all," but with the idea that, like all things, if we dwell upon that which is past, if we dwell upon the difficulties another has in living their lives, if we look at the sins of another, we will build up within ourselves more sins for ourselves, because as we look at the sins of another, we think and compare it to ourselves. And we know we have done things equally as unacceptable as that person has done, and perhaps even more unacceptable. Heinz told his friends, live in the now. Let the past be past. Let bygones be bygones. Let that which is no longer here with us no longer have any effect. Heinz said, in effect, to his friends, do you like Freddy? Oh, yes, Freddy has always been such a good guy, but when he did that terrible thing, we didn't know what to think. Were you able to tell him, I forgive you? I hold no judgment against you. I hold no thought against you. I hold no thought against me. I only look at the present. I only look at the now. And as I look at the present and look at the now, I'm a happy person. If I were to live with all the sins that other people have done and not fulfilled or not exonerated themselves from, I would be living in a very heinous life, in a very unhappy life, Heinz said. But as he spoke to his friends, he didn't really say any of these tough things. He just said, I love Freddy. I have nothing against myself, and how can then I have anything against anyone else? His sins were falling out of the holes in the basket as he walked along, and it was behind him. He did not see them fall. He did not see them go. He did not see them in being or not being. You and I can do the same thing. Our life is a basket, and it's full of holes. Thank goodness for that. And as we walk along, those things no longer useful to us, no longer important in our life, they pass away. As we walk along, those things that have touched us at one time and no longer touch us are no longer there. My sins are running out behind me, yet I do not see them. And today I have come to judge the sins of someone else. And when his friends heard him say that, they said to him, Heinz, you are indeed a great and wonderful being. Heinz, you forgive everyone in your world, and you live in peace, and you experience all of your life in peace. And you are the fulfillment of all that is good and beautiful now. All of us have baskets. Are they full of holes to let go of the past? Or are they so well entrenched, so well made, so very beautiful baskets that have no holes in them? And so then they just fill up with all of life's problems. And we carry life's problems around with us in the basket. And we look at the life's problems in the basket from time to time to make sure they're still there. But if we, like Heinz, had the wisdom to have our holy basket, we would find that all of life's problems would have slipped out of the holes in the basket, and we would no longer be concerned about them, and we would no longer live them. This is my choice for me, and this is what I learned from my sharing with Heinz and from my seeing how he lives his life. I live my life that way. I have a holy basket, which is my being, and it's full of holes. And the holes are not bad. But the holes let go of the past and allow me to live in the now. And as I live in the now, I have only room to love, and all judgment has gone from me as I live powerfully, joyfully, and wonderfully in the now. Thanks, Heinz. You're always there with knowledge and wisdom and joy and peace whenever I want to think about you. That's who you are. I love you. And I love you all. Have a wonderful day, and know that your life is as beautiful as anything can ever be, because you are divine. You are sinless. Believe it? You have a holy basket. Me too. We're sinless. And how wonderful. With no past, only living in the now.